Today's daf is Brachis Daf Chof Aleph. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chof Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza. So the topic of the next few dafin is going to be a halacha that's discussed in Masechtas Bava Kama Perek Meruba Daf Pei Beis, and that is about Keri. Is he allowed to learn Torah, or is he not allowed to learn Torah? So just a very brief introduction. The Gemara in Perek Meruba Daf Pei Beis says that Ezra was misaking 10 takonos. Asora takonos, tikein Ezra. Some of them are very well known. Shekoyrim b'mincha b'shabbos. That Shabbos mincha, you should learn from a Sefer Torah. B'koyrim b'sheni b'chamishi. And that on Mondays and Thursdays, there should be Kriyas HaTorah, etc., etc. The Gemara lists all 10. The 10th was V'tikein Tfilah L'Balei Kroyin. Ezra was misaken that a Balkeri needs to toivo if he wants to learn Torah. In other words, we're discussing a Balkeri that wasn't necessarily Moitzi Zera B'Oifen Eser. Someone that was Moitzi Zera B'Oifen Heter. He's a Balkeri. The Torah says that a Balkeri is Tameh. We don't really observe the halachas of Tumah V'Tahira because Tumah V'Tahira are more Negei Truma, more Negei Kachim, more Negei entering the Beis HaMikdash. We're all Tameh anyways because we're all Tameh Tumas Meis. The only way to become tar from Tumas Meis is through the Parah Aduma. We don't have a Parah Aduma. Stating that, Ezra was misakin a new halacha, a halacha that would be nageya not only bezman shebeis hamikdash kaim, even bezman shein beis hamikdash kaim. It's a halacha that would be nageya even people that are anyways tameh. We're all Tomei Tumas Meis. And that is that any person that's a Balkeri, even if it wasn't done ba'oifin iser, he should not be able to learn Torah until he's metaher. So with that backdrop, we'll see a lot more about this in tomorrow's daf, but with that backdrop, Zokta Mishnah, Balkeri, Meharer Belibay. So if somebody's a Balkeri, he's not allowed to learn Torah. And as we'll see, he shouldn't daven either. So what happens when it comes time to daven Shachris? So he should be Meharer or Kriya Shema Belev, meaning he shouldn't say the words because of the Takana of Ezra. Rather, he should think the words. He should be maharit. But as it relates to the Birchas Kriyishma, he shouldn't say it. He shouldn't think it either. What happens when the Balkeri wants to eat? Again, he should be maharit Birchas HaMazoyim. He should think the Pirish HaMilois of the words, but he shouldn't say anything. But the Bracha Rishayna that he shouldn't make. What's Pashup Shat? What's the distinction between Kriyishma and Birchas Kriyishma? What's the distinction between benching, meaning the bracha that you make after you eat, versus the bracha lefonah? So the Gemara is going to talk it through, but just the spoiler, and that is, Kriyishma is Dairaisa. Birchas Kriyishma is the Rabbanon. Benching is Dairaisa. The bracha that you make before you eat is the Rabbanon. So as it relates to what's Dairaisa, there's an idea of Mahara Baliboy. As it relates to what's midrabanan, enoy mevarech, you're not supposed to do anything. Rabbi Yehuda says, mevarech lifneim ulacherem. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, there's no difference between the kriyishma and birchas kriyishma. There's no difference between the bracha lacharel and the bracha lifaneh. Rabbi Yehuda didn't make this chilek. The Gemara and tomorrow's daf is going to give three pshatim in shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But for now, the Gemara is going to focus on the Tanakama shita. Again, a Balkeri is not supposed to learn Torah. You see from the Mishnah, a Balkeri is not supposed to daven either. So what happens when it comes time to daven? So as it relates to Kriyishma, the Kriyishma itself, he should be Mahar Beliboy. Don't say the words, because you're a Balkeri. But Mahar Beliboy, as it relates to the Berchas Kriyishma, in Mevarich, Loi Lefanev, Loi Lachra. What about benching? That, yeah? The Bracha Lefanev, no. I'm a Ravina. Ravina said, so Isay Meres, I have a very important takeaway from this Mishnah that's Negei all people, not only a Balkeri. That is, Hirer Kedibur Dami. That if somebody thinks something that he's supposed to say, it's as if he said it. So for example, let's say someone's not a Balkeri, and he's Mahar Kriyishma instead of reciting Kriyishma. Says Rashi, Ravina was trying to say that he would be Yoitza, because Hirer Kedibur Dami. How did he know that? So why is he being Mahar? What's the point? Meaning, you have a chiyuv to say kriyishma. If here is lav kedibur dami, then what exactly is the Balkeri accomplishing by being mahara? Must be here is kedibur dami. Frey to Gemara, elamai, here is kedibur dami, yoitzi b'sfasov. So if here is kedibur and the Balkeri is not allowed to say kriyishma, then he shouldn't be able to be mahara kriyishma either. If here is kedibur, then for the same price that he's not allowed to say it, he shouldn't be able to be maharid either. So the Gemara says, no. The reason there's a difference between saying Kriyashma for Balkari and being maharir is Sinai. And this is really based on something that the Gemara is going to talk about more in tomorrow's daf, and that is that even though the halacha that a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah was a takana of Ezra, but Ezra had an asmachta from a pasuk to make this takana, and that was Har Sinai. Moshe told the Yidden that for 3 days before Maimed Har Sinai, al tikshu el isha. And the reason is because the Yidden had to make sure that they wouldn't be Balei Kiroyin at Maimed Har Sinai. Now, it was important that the man not be a Balkari and that the woman not be a Balkari either. So how's a woman Balkari? If a woman comes in contact with the Keri, the Zera of a man, she too becomes a Balkari. I mean, the Talach is that an Isha that's Poiletes, Shechva Zera, any Zera that comes out of her guf, for 3 days, it still has the ability to be Matama. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll take Shal Isha Shloishes Yomim for 3 days. Like this, we'd be sure that the men wouldn't be Balei Kiroyin and the woman wouldn't be Balei Kiroyin either. They wouldn't be because of the Zera that they were Pilatus. The point is that by Maimed Har Sinai, the Yidden had to make sure they weren't Balei Kiroyin. So Ezra said, you see, there's an idea that a Balkari is awesome in the Divrei Torah. And that was the premise to Ezra's Takon. Again, even though Ezra's Takon was in the Rabbanon, and he seems to be learning it out from some sort of Pasuk, the Pasuk, the Gemara is going to say, or the Rishonim explain, is really an Asmach de Balma. But one thing, says the Gemara, that what type of Divrei Torah was Aser at Maimed Har Sinai? Dibur. And being that it was only Dibur that was Aser, so therefore the Takon of Ezra only applied to Dibur. It didn't apply to Hira. That's why even though Balkari is not allowed to say Kriyashma, because of this Takon of Ezra, Balkari can't learn Torah, Balkari can't daven, he can't say Kriyashma, but it's only Dumya de Sinai. Sinai was Dibur, so as a result, a Balkari's Issa is only Dibur, Hira is fine. And even though Hira in Lumdis is Kedibur Dami, it doesn't bother me. Because at the end of the day, it's Kedashkach on the Sinai was Dibur, it wasn't a Hira, that's only Kedibur Dami. Freitoi. This is the obvious question. Sinai was Dibur? Who was talking? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Anoichi Hashem Elokech V'lo Yilecha, maybe all Aseres HaDibris. Moshe Rabbeinu said the rest, Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe. So what do you mean it was Kedibur? Says Tosef, very big Kiddush. It's true the Yidden weren't talking, but the Yidden were listening. And Shemeya is always Ka'ina. I mean that Shemeya is Ka'ina, so as it relates to Shemeya Ka'ina, that's Dibur, that's Kedash Kacham Sinai, that's what the Takanas Ezra was. Even though we're saying here is also Kedibur Dami, but it's not on the level of Shemeya Ka'ina, little lumdis here, it's not on the level of Shemeya Ka'ina. The bottom line is that it's true, here is Kedibur Dami. And from that standpoint, if Balkari is not allowed to speak in learning, he shouldn't be able to be Mahara in learning either. What then is the difference? The difference is simply, what's the Makar to the Takaras Ezra. It's Kedash Kecham B'Sinai. Sinai, it was real Dibur, it was Shemei Ka'ina, as opposed to Hira, which is only Kedibur Dami. So Ravina Shita is Hira Kedibur Dami. What was his Makar? The Mishnah. Because he held that if Hira is not Kedibur Dami, then what's the point in the Balkari being Maharer Krishma? What's the point of being Maharer Berchus HaMazon? What are you doing? If Hira is Lav Kedibur Dami. Oh, must be Hira Kedibur. Chizda says, no, Hira Lav Kedibur Dami. It's Lav Kedibur. What was his right? He's talking about Hira Kedibur Dami. Because if you can tell me Hira is Kedibur, Yoitzin is Fasov, then let him already say Kriyashma, let him already say Birchas HaMazon. He can't say Kriyashma, he can't say Birchas HaMazon, yet he could be Maharer. So you say Meres, that here is Lav Kedibur Dami. So the Gemara says, Elamai here Lav Kedibur Dami, Lav Maharer. Then why is he being Maharer? Amar Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar said, Kedosh Eloi Yehu Kol Olam Oiskem Bay Fu Yoshev Ubatel. It's not because he's being Mekayim Kriyashma when he's Maharer. The reason he should do it is because everybody is in shul and they're all being Mekabel O Malcha Shemayim. They're all saying Kriyashma, and he's going to sit there and he's not going to because he's a Balkari. So that it shouldn't look like he's somehow being pirish from the tzibur. So the Chachamim said, at the very least, you should be Mahari. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, v'nigrois b'pirka achrina, why does he have to say Kriyashma? Why does he have to be Mahari Kriyashma b'liboy? Let him do something else. Meaning, shelo yehu kol ha'olam oiskem bayv hu yoshev abatel. So just don't be a yoshev abatel. Bishlam, according to Ravina, that here is Kedibur Dami. So the Balkari is Mahari b'kriyashma, because he's doing something. But according to Rav Chisda, that here is Lav Kedibur Dami, so he just has to make sure he's not a yoshev abatel. So why does he have to say Kriyashma? Amar Rav Adbar Rahaba, b'dover shatzibur oiskem bayv. No, it makes sense that he should do what the tzibur is doing. Freit Gemara, is that true? Is there an idea that anytime the tzibur is doing something, you have to make sure that you're involved in what the tzibra is doing, even if halachically maybe you're not allowed to say because you're about keri vari tefillah. The davar shatzibur ha'isukim boy, the halach is regarding davening, that if you're in shul, not kriyishma, tefillah, the tanan hoyoimit but tefillah, but niskash u'bal keri, middle davening, you remember you're about keri, lo yafsik ali yikatzer. You shouldn't completely stop in your tracks exactly where you're up to. Rather, you should be mekatzer, you're shmein esrei, and you should finish. Taima says the word aschol. Ho lo yaschol, lo yaschol. It sounds like if you started, then you can't stop. But let's say you didn't start yet. It sounds like it's better that you don't start. What's the question? If you're telling me there's a new svara, shelo yehu kol oilam asukim boy, v'hu yoishuvu batal, so just like that's a svara for kriyishma, shouldn't that be a svara for tefillah as well? The Gemara says, no, shani tefillah, the less be malchus shemayim. Tefillah is different than kriyishma, because tefillah doesn't involve malchus shemayim. Rashi says, tu pshatim. Rashi's ikrib shat is that kriyishma is different, because kriyishma is not just a mitzvah. It's kabbalas o malchus shemayim. Tefillah is a mitzvah. It's not kabbalas o malchus shemayim. The only time you say this svara, that we don't want everyone to be oisek and he's yoshev batal, everyone's involving themselves, not just in a mitzvah, in Kabbalah's o malchus shemayim, this is the foundation of everything. So there's such a svara. Tefillah, as important, as chashiv as it is, it doesn't have that same chashivas. The Gemara says, is that true? Meaning, is this halacha of a balkeri being maharer related to shelo yehu kol ha'olam oiskim boy, v'hu yoshev batal, specifically regarding kriyishma, because kriyishma is o malchus shemayim? The Mishnah said two halachas. The Mishnah said about keri should be maharer kriyishma, and the Mishnah said about keri should be maharer benching. What does benching have to do with kabbalas on malchus shemayim? What does benching have to do with shlayu kol ha'olam oiskim boy vu yoshev vu bata vary birchas hamazon la'achrov the less by malchus shemayim? It has nothing to do with kabbalas malchus shemayim. But the Mishnah says ala mazon bevarich la'achrov ve'inu mevarich lefanov. And you see about keri supposed to be maharer birchas hamazon. The Gemara says you're right. Ellie, you have to say kriyishma birchas hamazon deiraisa v'tfilo derabana. The difference between kriyishma and tefillah is not that one is kabbalas o malchus shemayim and the other one is not kabbalas o malchus shemayim, but rather the difference is one is deraisa, the other one is derabanan, and it's for that reason berachas hamazon gets grouped together with kriyishma rather than with tefillah, because kriyishma is also deraisa. Bottom line is the Mishnah said that a balkeri is not allowed to say kriyishma. Why not? Because of the takanas Ezra. What then should he do when it comes time to say kriyishma? He's in shul, everybody's saying kriyishma. See, he should just wait. I mean, what should he do? So the Mishnah said, mahar b'libay. He should be maharer the words of kriyishma. There was a machloikis, Ravina, and Rav Chisda, why the balkeri should be maharer. Ravina said, because here is kedibur dami. And he's going to be yoitze kriyishma when he's mahara kriyishma. So you don't want to know why he should be mahara kriyishma? Because he has a chiv deiraisa. Panayim bahava to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad. So it's for that reason he should be mahara b'kriyishma. You'll ask me a question. If here is kedibur dami, then let him just say it. So Ravina explained that. But the point is, the reason he's being Mahara B'Krishma is because he has a mitzvah and he'll fulfill his mitzvah when he's Mahara. Rabbi Chisda said, no, really here is Kalaf Kedibur Dami. So when the Balkeri is Mahara Krishma, he's really not going to be Yotzi Krishma. If so, why is he being Mahara? It's a Svarad Rabbanah. Kedei Shalai Yehu Kala Oilam Oiskim Bay V'hu Yoishtavu Batu. What's the Nafkamina between Ravina and Rav Chisda? There's many Nafkaminas. Nafkamina is if someone's not a Balkeri and he decided that he wants to be Mahara B'Krishma. So he didn't say the words. He didn't even Lo Yishmiya La'aznai. He was merely Mahara. Is he Yoitza or is he not Yoitza? According to Ravina, here Kedibur Dami is going to be Yoitza. According to Rav Chisda, here Lav Kedibur Dami, he's not going to be Yoitza. And just to be clear, we had a sugya last week where we had a Mishnah, three Shittas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda and Rav Yoisi and Rav Yehuda in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Akaris, Hashmav, Lo Yishmiya, Lo Azna, Yotza, Lo Yotza, all the different Shittas. That's where you were Kaire. You were just like Yishmiel Azza. Here you weren't even Kairi. Your lips aren't even moving. Here it's merely here. So they're related, obviously, but our sugi is one madrega less than that sugi. That sugi is where you were Kairi. You were just like Yishmiel Azza. That's a big machloikis tanoim. This is a question of hearer, whether it's kedibur dami or lav kedibur dami. This is not a machloikis tanoim. This is actually a machloikis amayram. Machloikis Ravina and Rav Chisda. Another related sugi that obviously we're not going to talk about this morning, and that is in Chishim Mishpat, you have a halach of Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev have in Dvarim, or Dvarim Shebelev loy have in Dvarim. So you have Shemei Ka'ina, you have Hira Kedibur, you have Dvarm Shabalev, they're all Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'isa Inyan, but Vaiter. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, a classic. So we just mentioned that benching's Deiraisa. What was the context? Because a Balkari should be Mahara Kriyashma, he should be Mahara Berchas HaMazin, those are Deiraisa, the things, those are the things he's supposed to be Mahara. Says, well, how do you know Berchas HaMazin Deiraisa? So we all know the answer. Shenemar, V'yachalta V'savato, V'yrachta. So V'yrachta is a bracha, it's a pasuk in the Torah. So you see that after you eat and you're full, uverach. Now the brachas ha'toyra lufnei menat Torah. How do you know the brachas ha'toyra is deiraisa? Shenema, because the pasuk says ki shem Hashem ekra havu goydel elokeinu. This is a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Hazino. This is a pasuk in the beginning of Shiras Hazino. Hazinu, Parshas Hazinu, is obviously Torah. And right before Moshe Rabbeinu sang Shiras Hazinu, he said, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel Elokeinu. Zok Rashi, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I'm going to make a bracha. Havu Goydel Elokeinu, Kla Yisrael, answer Amen. So you see, a bracha, mitan Amen, and that's the way you're supposed to learn Torah. So we have a makar for Birchas HaMazon. After you eat, you're supposed to make a bracha. We have a makar for Birchas HaTorah that before you learn Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, before Shiras Hazinu, he made a bracha. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Once I know that you have to make a bracha midayraisa after you eat, and I know that you have to make a bracha before you learn mikal v'chaymer, I can learn the reverse as well. L'manu Birchas HaTorah l'achrayam in Birchas HaMazon mikal v'chaymer. I can learn that you're chayiv to make Birchas HaTorah after you learn Torah kal v'chaymer from Birchas HaMazon or Birchas HaMazon l'fanah. I can learn that you have to make a Birchas a bracha lefanel midai raisa min berchas atayr mikal v'chem household berchas atayr lachrav min berchas amaz mikal v'chem umat mazin shein tal v'fanav tan lachrav, just not the food where you don't have to make a bracha lefanel, you have to make a bracha lacharel Torah shetuna lefanel, Torah which requires a bracha lefanel berchas atayr in adin shetuna lachrav, certainly you should have to make a bracha afterwards as well. Berchas amaz lefanel, Rabbi Yechon continued and said, I can learn that you have to make berchas amaz before you eat. Doesn't need a bracha after you learn. Tuna lefanah requires a bracha before you learn. Mazon shutan la'achrov, food where you do have to make a bracha after you eat. Ein odin she'etan lefanah. So Rabbi Yochanan said that min ha'toyra we have a makar berchas ha'mazon la'achareh. Min ha'toyra we have a makar berchas ha'toyra lefanah. Again, min ha'toyra you have a makar that after you make a bracha. Min ha'toyra you have a makar that before you learn you make a bracha. We don't have a makar that you make a bracha before you eat. We don't have a makar that you make a bracha after you learn. But Rabbi Yochanan said it's a basic kal v'chaymer. So he says, even though I don't have a makar to it, but mi kal v'chaymer, I would know. But the Gemara says it's not a good kal v'chaymer. Why? Because ikol mifrach, the two things are so dissimilar that I don't think you can learn one from the other with a kal v'chaymer. Because malam mazoin shekei nene. Mazoin is different than Torah. When you eat, you have pleasure. You enjoy the food. Torah, what's the pleasure? Umala Torah shekei chay oilam. Torah is a davar ruchni. You get nitzchias when you learn Torah, as opposed to food. It satisfies you for a few hours, but you don't get chayi yoylam for it. And as a result, they're so different, I don't think you could learn a kal v'chaymer one from the other. We learned in the Mishnah, al mazon mevarech l'achrav v'ein mevarech l'fanav. Our Mishnah said that the Balkari makes berchas hamazon, he's maharer it, but as it relates to the bracha l'fanav, he's not maharer. What's the difference? Berchas hamazon is the raisa. The bracha that you make l'fanav is midirabonin. If Rabbi Yochanan's right, there's a kal v'chaymer, it should be midai raisa. If you learn something from a kal v'chaymer, it's midai raisa. Kal v'chaymer is one of the yud gimel midos she'atoras nidreshes ben of Rabbi Yishmael Leiber fame. So that's, of course, it didn't deiraisa. So then why does the Mishnah make a distinction between the bracha of after eating and the bracha before eating? Must be that there's no such kal v'chaymer, says the Gemara. You're right, tiyufta. Now the truth is, this Gemara that we have right here is going to come up again on daf memches on the base. So we'll save it, the Miyatz Hashem for daf memches, to talk about it then. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So the Gir says Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and as we'll see later, the Amar Shmuel part of this Gemara is very important. So Rabbi Yehuda said the following statement, but he said it in the name of his Rabbi Shmuel. Safik Kara, Kriya Shema, Safik Lai Kara. Somebody has a Safik if he said Kriya Shema. So you can't remember, did I say Kriya Shema or did I not say Kriya Shema? So what's the halacha? Enu Chayzav Kara. You shouldn't say Kriya Shema again. Safik Amar Emes V'Yatziv, Safik Lo Yamar. If, however, he has a Safik, if he said Emes V'Yatziv, he has a Safik if he said the bracha that you say in the morning after Kriya Shema, Chayzav Amar Emes V'Yatziv, that you should say over. So this is counterintuitive. If you have a Safik, if you said Kriya Shema not, don't say it over. If you have a Safik, if he said the Birchas Kriya Shema, specifically Emes V'Yatziv, the bracha that you say after Kriya Shema in the morning that you should say over. Says the Gemara, my time. So Rabbi Yehuda said, this is what the Rebbe Shmuel said. Because Kriya Shema is the Rabbana. Emes v'yatzev is the Raisa. Kriya Shema is the Rabbana. Safik Rabbana l'kula. Emes v'yatzev is the Raisa. Safik the Raisa is l'chum. Says the Gemara, what's Rabbi Yosef? How could you say Kriya Shema is the Rabbana? It says in the Torah, uv'shach b'cha uv'kumecha. V'ayu advar ma'ela. V'shach b'cha uv'kumecha. We spoke to that in the introduction to the Masechta. Of course, Kriya Shema, there's so many Gemaras. How could you tell me that Kriya Shema is only midrabbanan? Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, that's not such a kasha. Who be the Torah ksiv? It doesn't say mefurish in that pasuk. V'hayu advar ma'ela Kriya Shema. V'hayu advar ma'ela what? I don't know, everything. Torah, you should learn Torah. It should be alev avecha, b'shiftecha b'veisach, uv'lachtecha b'derech, uv'vishach b'cha, uv'kumecha. Who said it means Kriya Shema? So of course there's a mitzvah derais in that pasuk. But that mitzvah is to learn Torah. Who said that that mitzvah is to say Kriya Shema? Trans, straight to Gemara. Balkeri Mahar Baliboy, Ve'ena Mevarech, Loi Lefaneo, Ve'loi Lacharev, Ve'ala Mazay Mevarech La'achrov, Ve'ena Mevarech Lefaneo. Straight to Gemara. Biso G'daitech Emes V'yatzev Dei Raisa. Now, if you're going to tell me that Emes V'yatzev is Dei Raisa, again, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shul, if you have a Sofik, if you said Kriya Shema not, don't say it over. If you have a Sofik, if you said Emes V'yatzev, then you should say it over. Now, why, if you have a Sofik, you said Kriya Shema not, do you not say it over? Said Shmuel, because Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon, it's a Sofik, the Rabbanon Lekula. Now, the Gemara didn't explain why, if you have a Sofik, if you said Emes V'yatzev, you should say it over. What's the reason? Because Emes V'yatzev discusses Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's a mitzvah deraisa to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. L'man tiskers yoyim tzeischa meretz Mitzrayim, kol yumei chayech. The question is what koil means. And there's a question why the Rambam doesn't list it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But everybody agrees there's a mitzvah esed d'oraisa to say Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. So what Shmuel said was, Kriya Shema, that's the Rabbanan. Yitzias Mitzrayim's d'oraisa. So ironically, the bracha that you make after Kriya Shema in the morning is more chashev. It's more of an obligation on a biblical level, then it's Kriya Shema itself. Now, but the Gemara says it doesn't stem with our Mishnah. Because what do you see in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says Kriya Shema is supposed to be Mahar V'Livay, and Emes V'Yatziv, you're not supposed to be Mahar V'Livay. So the Gemara asks it on the second. If you're going to tell me that it's true that Emes V'Yatziv is Deiraisa, so the Gemara says, no, because my time in Mevarech. Why would you say that you should, in this case, the Balkeri should say the Brach? Imishum Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ha'idkalei B'Kriya Shema. It's true, says the Gemara, Emes V'yatziv is deraisa. Why? Because l'man tisker siyem tzeischem eretz b'shayim kol yimei chayecha. But you only have a chiyav deraisa to say Emes V'yatziv and to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim if you didn't do it already, right? You only have to make kiddush if you didn't make kiddush yet. You only have to remember yesterday's raid. Yitzias Mitzrayim if you didn't remember yet Yitzias Mitzrayim. Once the Malkeri's Mahara Kriya Shema, he was already yoytze the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because in the third parasha of Kriya Shema, in the parasha of Tzitzis, you remember, so you already mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says at this point, it's not necessary for the Balkeri to say Emes V'yatziv, because even though at its core, Emes V'yatziv involves a deraisa, but once you mahar b'Kriya Shema, you already yoytze deraisa. Afraid the Gemara is v'nei maha v'loy libayiha. So why say Kriya Shema, which is the Rabbanon, and not say Emes V'yatziv, just say Emes V'yatziv, which is a mitzvah deraisa. So the Gemara says, Kriya Shema adifa de'ispatarati. You know, it makes more sense to say Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema involves Kabbalah's Om Malcha Shemaim and Yitzias Mitzrayim, as opposed to Emes V'yatziv, where all you would get is Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, you wouldn't get Kabbalah's Om Malcha Shemaim. In other words, Shmuel Shita is, Kriya Shema is a mitzvah derabbanan. Emes V'yatziv is a mitzvah deraisa. Kriya Shema is derabbanan because the psukim that would seem to suggest that Kriya Shema is deraisa, Amar Abaya, Hubert David Herikson. Doesn't really mean Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema is the Rabban. Emes V'yatziv deraisa, because you have a chiyuv, v'man tisker tiyom tzeischem eretz Mitzrayim. When do you do that every morning? By Emes V'yatziv. So Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. Emes V'yatziv deraisa. L'may nafkimina, safakar Kriya Shema, don't do it again. Safakar Emes V'yatziv, you should do it again. Faith to Gemara, how does it shtimun on Mishnah? The Valkeri is Mahara Kriya Shema. He's not Mahara Emes V'yatziv. It sounds like because Kriya Shema is deraisa and Emes V'yatziv is the Rabbanon. So doesn't it sound like fakared? So the Gemara says, yeah, it's true that Emes V'yatziv is deraisa, but only if you didn't say Kriya Shema yet. You could be Mekayim, your mitzvah deraisa of Schiris Yitzias Mitzrayim when you say Kriya Shema. And the Chachamim felt then if the Balkeri has a mitzvah deraisa to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's two ways he could do it. He could either say Kriya Shema or not say say Kriyishma and be Mekayim with Emes V'yatzev. But you might as well say Kriyishma. The Ispatarti, because you have Sai Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim, and Sai you have, says the Gemara. That's Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Loza argued. Rabbi Loza said, Sofik Kara Kriyishma, Sofik Loy Kara, Chayzev Kara Kriyishma. If you have a Sofik, if you said Kriyishma or not, of course he's supposed to be Chayzev. Sofik is Spalo, Sofik Loy is Spalo, in a Chayzev is Spalo. If you have a Sofik, if you daven or not, you shouldn't be Chayzev Umis Spalo. What's Pshat of Rabbi Loza, because Rabbi Loza argues with Rabbi Yudah Mashmul. Rabbi Loza holds Kriyishma is Deiraisa. If it's Deiraisa, you have a Sofik, you say Kriyishma not. Of course he's supposed to say it over again. Tfilas de Rabbanon. I mean that Tfilas de Rabbanon. There, if you have a Sofik, you don't say it again. Rabbi Yochanan didn't opine as it relates to Kriyishma or Emes V'yatziv. He said as it relates to Tfila, you have a Sofik if you daven Nachamol. Ulevai sheyispalu adam kol hayom kula. You can daven all day if you want. There's no reason not to daven again. So we have a very, very important gemara. We'll get back to this at the end of the daf. A major machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul on the one hand, and Rabbi Lozer on the other hand. And that is kriyishma deiraisa or is kriyishma derabbanan. So till now we've been taking for granted that kriyishma is deiraisa. Of course it's deiraisa. We're not dealing with a mitzvah derabbanan. We're dealing with a mitzvah deiraisa. Stating that it's a mefurish sugya. Sofik kara kriyishma, chayzev kara, or yenu chayzev kara. Says the Gemara, what's it tali? What does it depend on? Is kriyishma deiraisa or is kriyishma derabbanan? What do you mean? Of course it's deiraisa. Uveshach becha uvkumecha. Amr Abaya, who betevei tariksev? There's another way to read the part. Go through the pshutei shel mikra. The pasuk doesn't say clearly you have to say kriyishma. The pasuk says you should say advar ma'ela. Does advar ma'ela mean this parsha? Well, maybe Advar Meila means Torah. I don't know, it's a mitzvah to learn Torah. That we know. So that's the question. It would seem that Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul Shita was that Kriyishma is Dirabbanan, and Rabbi Loza Shita is that Kriyishma is Dairaisa. But a little more Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. Hoya, I'm a bit filos. This is Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul again. Someone was in the middle of davening, and this guy says, and he remembered in the middle of davening, oops, he davened already. So what do you do? Poi say, just stop davening. Va'afilu ba'emtzo bracha. Even if you're middle of a bracha. Any freak thing about Rav Nachman, ka'afilu be'i rabbi baravuo. I remember we were by rabbi baravuo. Ba'amine, we asked him the following question. Hani be'i rab, the toe, umitchri d'chayel, b'shabbos. It's Shabbos, and you find yourself clapping, slach lanu. Now what? Now she'yigmeru. Are you supposed to finish the bracha? Do you stop? Like, what do you do? Ba'amre lan, ga'imrin kol oisa bracha. You should finish the bracha. So his question was, how did the two halachas stem? The first halacha we said, if someone's oimidu mispalel and he chaps that he davened already, poisik fa'afilu b'emtzo bracha. But if you're davening shol choil on Shabbos, you don't just stop in the middle of the bracha, rather, goimrin kol oisa bracha, you complete the bracha, and then you stop. So the two halachas seem to contradict each other, but the Gemara says, not true. Hachi hashna. Hasam over the gavra bar chiyuvahu. V'rabbanon hu deloy atshrichuhu mishum kovet Shabbos. Really, you should daven the regular Shmoyna Esrei on Shabbos as well. Mishum kovet Shabbos, the Chachamim weren't matriachos, quote unquote, to daven a full Shmoyna Esrei. But really, you're mechuyev to daven a full Shmoyna Esrei. So, if you realize that you're davening the chayil, it's not like you're doing something crazy, so finish the bracha. But aval hocha, but a person that davened already, hatzolile, the gavra is not a bar chiyuva anymore, because he davened already. So if you davened already, you stop davening. But Omer Rav Yehuda, Amashmu, me'inyin le'inyin, spalel, if somebody davened, v'nichtas le'beis ha'knesses, u'matza tzibur shem espalel, so somebody davened b'yechidus, and then he decided to go to shul, and he sees the tzibur davening. So the question is, should he daven again now? I mean, he davened already, but he davened b'yechidus. Now there's a minyan. Im yochel lechadish ba'davar. Said Rabbi Yehuda, I heard from the Rebbe Shmuel, who said that if you could be mechadish something in your davening, yachzev yispal. If it's going to be the same Shmoyna Esrei that you davened, you know, b'yechidus, then no. But if you could say some sort of chiddush, daven again. V'vlav al yachzev yispal. Says the Gemara that at first glance, this halacha that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel is very similar to the halacha that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel a few lines earlier, which was if someone's in the middle of davening and he remembers that he davened already, then poisek va'afilu b'emtzo bracha. Meaning, the first halacha was you davened, you forgot, so you started davening, and now I realize, oops, I davened already. So what was the halacha? Stop. Va'afilu b'emtzo bracha. The second halacha was you davened already, but you davened b'yechidus. Now you walk into a shul and they're davening with a tzibur, so don't daven unless you can be mechad or something. So don't daven if you davened already. Don't daven if you're with a tzibur. So the Gemara says you need both. Yes, we had the first halacha. I would have thought hanimilu yochad a yochad tzibur with tzibur. In those cases, there was no difference in the two tefillahs between Yochid and Tzibur, they would either both be Echidus, or maybe they were both Betzibur. I mean, Yochid and Tzibur, command the late Solidami. I would think that if you daven once be Echidus, now you have an opportunity to daven with a minion, the davening be Echidus, Hesesh Kedavid. Maybe it's not even considered daven. So maybe over there you should. Kamash Malot, yes, Minan Hacha, have you only had the second Allah, I would have thought Mishlam Yaschaba. Over here, you didn't start davening yet. So you didn't start davening. You walk in and they're davening with a minion, okay. But Aval Hasam, the Aschaba, there when you started davening already, Emaloi, maybe you should finish davening. Tzricha, even though the two halachas are similar, they're clearly not the same halacha, and that's why Shmuel said both. Amar Rav Huna, Hanichnas Lebeis HaKnesset, somebody walks into Shul, Matzah Tzibah Shemizpal, and he saw that the Tzibah was davening. Im Yochel HaHaschel, V'ligmar, actually Agia Shliach Tzibah L'moidim, so you come late to davening, in short. And you see that they're already holding, they're holding Berchas Kriyishma, they're davening Shmai Nesrei, and so the question is, should you quickly put on your tefillin and catch up, or should you wait? Like, what's the halacha? How do you deal with coming late to davening? So said Rav Huna, that if you can start and finish before the Shliach Tzibur was going to get up to Moedim, Yispalo. Ve'imlav al Yispalo. And it sounds like you don't want that the Tzibur should be saying Moedim, Moedim the Rabbanon, because if the Chazan's saying Moedim, that means everybody else is saying Moedim the Rabbanon, and you shouldn't be saying Moedim. So it's very important to be holding by Moedim together with the Tzibur. So if it's possible for you to do your thing and get up to Moedim the Rabbanon together with the Tzibur, that's fine. If not, al yispalo. You shouldn't daven. You should wait. Now, what's so important about Moedim? So Pasha said, what do you mean? Moedim. Moedim is Moedim. But Rashi says, no, it's not the point. The point is because when the Tzibur says Moedim, everyone's koireya. Right? We all bow down. We bend. We say Moedim. If everyone is going koirim and you're not going koirim, Rashi's lash it is nira kekoifer. It looks like you're denying b'mishach haverif mishtachav in moed. So it's not the moedim per se, it's more the koirim that we do by moedim. But that was what Rav Huna said. Rav Shulman Levi said differently. Im yochel lahaschav l'gimurach lo yagish l'chziv l'kedusha, it's not totally in moedim, but rather it's totally in kedusha. So if you could start and finish and get up to kedusha together with the tzibur yispal, v'mlav, al yispal. But maikom nefligi, says the gemara, mar sovar yochel oimer kedusha, u'mar sovar ein yochel oimer kedusha. There was a man dama that held that a yochel could also say kedusha. So we only say Kedusha with the Tzibur. But there's a Mandama that says that a Yochid could say Kedusha. So if the Yochid could say Kedusha, so you're not losing Kedusha by not being able to be up to the Tzibur by Kedusha. So it's dependent on Moedim. If the Yochid can't say Kedusha, so it's not enough that you'll catch up by Moedim. You have to catch up earlier. You have to be able to catch up by Kedusha as well. Said, how do you know Yochid can't say Kedusha? And we learn from there a well-known Gemara called Dover Shebe Kedusha. Every Dover Shebe Kedusha, whether it's Kaddish or it's Kedusha, it requires a minute. My mashma, how do you see in that Pasuk Asara, meaning it says v'niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So clearly you need a group of Jews. But where do you see in b'soich b'nei Yisrael asara, minyan, atzengta? Where do you see that? So the Gemara says the Tani Rav Noyachua the Rav Chia Bar Abba as you toich toich. You learn it from Gzeir Shav. Ksiv Hachet says over here v'niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Ksiv Hashem and it says there he badlu mitoich oed azois. Now who was the Eda there? It was referring to the Meraglim with the exception of Yeshua and Kalev. So Malahal and Asara, Avkar Asara. There were 12 Meraglim. Two with Tzadikim, Yeshua, and Kalev. That pasuk of Yibadu mitoich eid azayis is referring to the Meraglim that sinned during the chait of the Meraglim. So we know that they were 10. So just like there, mitoich ha'eda, mitoich is referring to 10. So to here, it means 10 as well. So you do it there. A Moshe Feinstein, in a tshuva, in Igros Moshe, was asked whether someone that's a Mechal Shabbos befarhesya, does he count for a minion or does he not count for a minion? When you need a minion for a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, is it enough that you have 10 Jews or do you have to start doing a little due diligence to make sure that the Yidden that you're incorporating in your minion are upgehit to the Yidden? So for example, someone's a Mechal Shabbos. Does he count as a minion or does he not count? So Moshe's Raya was from this Gemara, which is quoted throughout Shas. What's the Mekar to minion? We learn it from Hibadlu Mitoich Eda Azois. And who was the Eda Azois? It was the Meraglim. And the Meraglim on our level were Rishayim. So if we learn it from the Meraglim, Dumya the Meraglim. The Meraglim for sure when considered Rishayim, again, on our level of understanding. So to Rav Moshe Paskin, Halacha L'maisa, Negris Moshe, this is a psak that people rely on, Ki Yodua, that even someone that's not necessarily behaving the way he should be, but nonetheless, as it relates to minion, he would count like a minion. He would count for the minion. Says the Gemara, the Kuli Amamiyos. Now, one thing emerged from this discussion, and that is Mifsak Loi Pasik. that if someone's davening Shmein Esrei, still is Shmein Esrei, and the Chazan gets up to Moedim, or if the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, he shouldn't stop. Right? We had a machloikis. You want to catch up. So the question is, should you or should you wait until after davening and daven? So we said, could you get up to the tzibur when the shliach tzibur is up to Moedim? Could you get up to the shliach tzibur when he's saying Kedusha? But one thing, says the Gemara, seems clear from this discussion, and that is if you're in middle of Shmein Esrei and the Tzibur is up to Kedusha, you don't stop Shmein Esrei to say Kedusha, because then what's the problem? Just do your thing, and when they say Kedusha, you'll say Kedusha. You can't stop Shmein Esrei and say Moedim, because again, what's the issue? The Tzibur will say Moedim, you'll also go Kairim. You'll also say Moedim. So one thing, says the Gemara, Udekuli alma mias mifsak loy pasik. Okay, Ibailu, says the Gemara, with that premise, Mao lahafsik li yeheshmei hagodom avoyroch. Should you be mafsik for yeheshmei rabba? It's clear in the Gemara that yeheshmei rabba as a tefillah is more than Kedusha, and it's more than Moedim. And that's the question. You're not mafsik in middle Shmein Esrei to say Moedim. You're not mafsik in middle Shmein Esrei to say Kedusha. What about Yehishmei Rabba? Should you be mafsik for Yehishmei Rabba or not? Says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yehuda v'Rav Shimon Talmidei de Rav Yochanan. This is clearly not Rav Yehuda of Rabbi Yehuda fame, as in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. And this is also not Stam Rav Shimon, as Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, because they were Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Amri l'chol ein mafsikim chutz min yehesh mei hagodol mevayrach. You're mafsik for everything. I'm sorry, you're not mafsik for anything. L'chol ein mafsikim chutz min yehesh mei hagodol mevayrach. Shafilu oisik b'maisem merkava poisik. If you are holding in the middle of the maisem merkava, even then, you would be paisik. However, so we don't paskin like that, meaning you're not supposed to be mafsik, even for Yehesh Mei Rabba Exel. So we're going to stop a little prematurely here as this next Gemara segues very deep into the kishkas of Gemara's daf. So just a little bit of raid as it relates to some of the Gemaras that we learned now. So, two horrors. Number one. So we've been taking for granted throughout Masechta Brachos that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it certainly feels that way. The Gemara brings pasuk after pasuk, drasha after drasha. Kriya Shema would seem to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. However, we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Om Rav Yehuda Mashmul Safik Kara Kriya Shema Safik Loi Kara Einay Chayzev Kara My Time of Kriya Shema D'Rabbanan." Who said this? Rav Yehuda said this in the name of Shmuel. Now Rav Elazar argued, and Rav Elazar said, "Safik Kara Kriya Shema Safik Loi Kara Chayzev Kara Kriya Shema." In other words, what we've been taking for granted is really a machlokes amayron. It's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that's the proper gerusha in the Gemara, on the one hand. It's Rabbi Elazar on the other hand. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Aleph, this is the first Shagas Aryeh in Sefer Shagas Aryeh, asks, I don't understand. The halacha is, you ask the man on the street, you ask anybody, is Kriya Shema D'oraisa D'Rabbanan? He's going to tell you it's D'oraisa. He says, I don't know why. Why is Kriya Shema D'oraisa? To me, I have one Mefurish Gemara. I have one Fleish Gesugya, where the Gemara discusses head on, not Beremiza. Is Kriya Shema D'oraisa? Is it D'Rabbanan? Do you have a suffix if you said Kriya Shema? Do you have to say it again? Or do you not have to say it again? Shmuel said, Suffolk Kara, Suffolk Loikara, any Chais of a Kara. Rabbi Loza said, Suffolk Kara, Suffolk Loikara, Chais of a Kara. In other words, the Machloika Shmuel and Rabbi Loza said the Shagasarye in Klole Apsak. If there's a machloikas between Shmuel and Rabbi Loza, who are you passing like? Avada you passing like Shmuel. And again, it's hard to appreciate this unless you have an appreciation for the Amiran. But Shmuel was a contemporary of Rav, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan. They were the first generation of Amiran, right? Different Amiram are treated differently when it comes to Psak. And Shmuel is Mara de Kula Talmuda, as was Rav, as was Rabbi Yochanan, as were other Amiram. Rabbi Elazar was a generation later. Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. He was a Talmud Muvik. The Gemara says that after Reish Lakish passed away, and Rabbi Yochanan couldn't come to himself because he lost his Talmud, Reish Lakish, even though Rabbi Yochanan himself lost 10 sons, we saw at the beginning of the Masechta, he used to walk around being Menachem people, he would say, Dein Garma Dasira Bir, but Rechayish Belevet said that he was able to console himself even though he buried 10 sons. But when he lost his Chavrusa Reish Lakish, his Talmud Reish Lakish, that he couldn't come to himself. And the Gemara says they tried consoling Rabbi Yochanan. So what they did was they had Rabbi Elazar go talk and learning to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said it's not the same. He still missed Reish Lakish. But the point is, Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, which was a full generation later. Which means in Kolei Apsak, it's Pashit. If there's a Machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar, that Lach is like Shmuel. It's Frek Tashagas Aryeh. So why is it that we paskin that Kriya Shema is D'oraisa, if it's Machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar, and Shmuel holds Kriya Shema D'Rabbanan, that Lach should be Kriya Shema D'Rabbanan. Says the the Shagasari, that really the Kesem Mishnah asks this kasha. The Kesem Mishnah was already bothered by it, and the Kesem Mishnah said, quote, that even though really it's a machloikis, but venerally, the nafkalhu midashkachon kame brises, the dainu dine kriyishma mikroi. Because there's so many brises that learn kriyishma from sokim, umashva the rayas kimurais nino. And it sounds like the brises that they're real rayas. Ule shmuel, and according to shmuel, nitstari chloi medasmach they say. You're going to have to be matchik, you're going to have to say they're asmachtis. To say the Kesem Mishnah, it's true. If all we had was a machloikis, Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar, you'd be right, we'd pass it like Shmuel. But there are so many other braises that can either be taken literally, or you'd have to force yourself into understanding them as asmachtis. In Rabbi Lazar's world, Kriyishma's deraisa, all these braises, all these drushes are real drushes. In Shmuel's world, they're all asmachtis. Said the Kesem Mishnah, it's more geschmack. Umashma derayis kiburois ninu, ule Shmuel nitztarich loimed asmachtis saying, it's not geschmack. Says the Shagasari, it's all geschmack. The ein bedvar of time. I don't agree with the Kesem Mishnah. The chin des chakim yoisem Shmuel. What, the Kesem Mishnah was smarter than Shmuel? The vada yada kalhani brises. Shmuel also knew these brises. And by the way, it's a Mishnah. So yes, I understand. Kesem Mishnah said that the brises are mashma more like Rabbi Lazar. What do you mean? Shmuel knew the brises. Shmuel knew the Mishnayas. What's the teretz? I have no idea what the teretz is. I'm afraid the Shagasai will skate mechon. At the end of the day, I have Shmuel. And Shmuel is Mara de Kula Talmud. We always pass it like Shmuel. So if we always pass it like Shmuel, what's Pashup Shad? That the halacha is Kriyashma is the Eraisa. L'churim would seem to be Rabbi Lazar Shita. Shmuel Shita would seem to be Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. If there's a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar, it's obvious that the halacha has to be like Shmuel. So it's a very long siman, obviously, beyond the scope of what we're able to do this morning. But just to show the ga'oinus of the Shagas Aryeh, so said the Shagas Aryeh like this. I believe there's no rayas anywhere from the sugyas of Masechtas Brachas. All the Kesef Mishnah's braises, Shmuel knew, and obviously Shmuel wasn't impressed by it. So what's the pshat? How do you get out of this pickle? Like, what's Pashup Shah? Says the Shagas Aryeh, I'll tell you two Gemaras, and maybe this is the Eitzah. The first is the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, another classic, a very, very well-known Gemara. Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav. Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, Omer, if somebody says, Ashkin ve'eshna perigzeh, I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to learn. Eshna Masechtuzu, I'm starting Daf Yoimi. If somebody makes a shvua like that, neder gadol nada lelekei Yisroel. Right, the Rishonim explained it's not a neder, it's a shvua. But it's neder gadol nada lelekei Yisroel. A person could make a shvua that he's going to learn Torah. Freit the Gemara, how could you make a shvua that you're going to learn Torah? How can you make a neder that you're going to learn Torah? We know the rule is that anything that you already made a shvua on, you can't make a second shvua. In shvua, chal shvua. And every yid, when he stood at Har Sinai, swore that he would keep Torah mitzvahs. And included in Torah mitzvahs is that you wake up in the morning and you're going to learn Torah. So if the Gemara, v'aloi mujba v'aymet me'ar Sinai hu, v'ein shvua, chal al shvua. A Gemara mesechtes, the darim daf chesam aralith, says the Gemara, hakamashmul. Now there is a chiddush. Because kivan hiboyu pati nafshe, b'kriyash ma'ashachritz ve'arviz. It's true there's a mitzvah that arises to learn Torah. But there's also a mitzvah to say Kriyishma. And once you say Kriyishma, you're ready yoytzi a mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Gemara somewhere else says, v'asol lo'imre b'fnei ha'maritz. Don't spread the word. So we'll keep this amongst ourselves. But really, once you say Kriyishma, which you anyways have to do, you're yoytzi yechiv Talmud Torah. So at this point, you're not mechuyiv to learn anymore. You don't have to start learning daf yoimi. Oh, as a result, ha'oimer, ashke ve'eshne perik zeh, ashne ve'eshne mesech tezu, neder gadol nadol elikei Yisroel. Ah, you mujbe v'oimi? Yeah, you mujbe v'oimi to learn. But being that you anyways have to say Kriyishma, and you're going to be mekayim your mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, when you say Kriyishma, alumnus. So it's for that reason it comes that you're not a mushba vayimit to learn. If you're not a mushba vayimit to learn, so that's why the shvu is going to be chal. Says the Shagas Aryeh, you're going to be mekayim your mitzvah, the erisa of Talmud Torah, because you anyways have a mitzvah to say Kriyishma. So you have a chiv deraisa to say Kriyishma. Yeah, anyway, it's going to be Mekayim. That once you do that, you don't have to learn anymore. So it comes out, you're not a mushba v'ayman on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But if Kriyishma is the Rabbana, what's the cheshbon? It's not true. It's not true that you anyways have a mitzvah. No. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah deraisa. Kriyishma is only a mitzvah derabban. So it's clear then that Rav Gidol Amar Rav was of the opinion that Kriyishma is deraisa. Zok d'shag esaye. You know what that means? I want one thing from this whole sugi. See, the names matter so much. We gloss through the names. Every name matters. Who said this halacha? Rav Gidol. In the name of who? His grace and Rebbe. Rav. There's so many Rav Gidol. Every Rav Gidol Amar Rav sugi in Shas is hard, by the way. But Rav Gidol said it's the name of his Rebbe Rav. Means Rav holds Kriyishma is deraisa. Oh, Rav holds Kriyishma deraisa. It's pasha why we pass in Kriyishma deraisa. Because what's the rule? Rav and Shmuel, if there's a machlekes, they argue throughout Shas. If it's mominis, we pass it like Shmuel. But if it's a head, then we pass it like Rav. So Zok the Shagasari, in Brachas, Tafchaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, it's machlekes in Shmuel and Rebbe Laza. Shmuel and Rebbe Laza, Vada Allah is like Shmuel. But Icham Nacha Gemara, Icham Rav and Mesech the Sidarim, Tafchas Amar Aleph. Oh, now it's already Rav and Shmuel. So first of all, it's two against one, which the Shagasari says. But besides for that, you don't need that. Rav and Shmuel, of course, the Allah is like Rav, because Hilchas and Karabi Suri. So he says, I think that the Poiskim knew, and the Rishonim knew that the Allah is Kriyishma Deraisa, not from Brachas Chaf Aleph. They knew from Nedarim Dav Ches Aman Aleph. That's one Ha'ara that the Chagasari says. He's mafalful with this. He knocks it out. Ayin Shav. But then he says, I have another Gemara. I have a Gemara, Mesechtis Soita, tucked away. Dav Membez Aman Aleph. This is in the beginning of Perek Meshuach Mochama. When the Yidah would go to war, so there was a Kohen that was the Meshuach Mochama. He was the chief of staff. He would take the Jews into war. Ironically, Shevet Levi, the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel, one of the things they're exempt of, they didn't have to fight wars. However, the generals were all Kohanim. That was from Shevet Levi. So the Kohen was the Meshuach Mochama. He was the one that took the Yidden out to war. And before they went out, he would give them a motivational speech. And he would start his motivational speech, Shema Yisrael, with the word Shema Yisrael. It's a pasuk in the Torah. That's how he was supposed to start. Says the Gemara, Meishno Shema Yisrael. Why do you begin that way? Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shem Bayichai. Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Shem Bayichai. Am Elhem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yidden, Afilu Lo Kiyamtem El Kriyishma Shachas Varvis. Even if all you did was you were Mekayim Kriyishma, Iyaten Im Sarim Biyadon. You have nothing to worry about. Who said this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this. How do we know? Rabbi Yochanan heard this in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bayichai. Says the Shagas Aryeh, Om Alehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Afilu Lo Kiyamtem El Kriyish Mashachers V'Arvis. And with Taichik Apostolic in the Torah, that the Meshuach Mechama would say Shema Yisrael. What does it sound like? Shema Yisrael is a mitzvah day raisa. With Taichik Apostolic. Why Shema Yisrael? Om Alehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. So you see Kriyish Mazday Raisa. Who held that way? Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rashbi. But it was Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, it's Rabbi Yochanan. What's the Kali Apsak? If there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, you know we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, Rabbi Yochanan. Allah was always like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan as an Amoira doesn't get higher. Meaning the halach is always like Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to halach alamaisa. But the point is, as the Shagas Aryeh, it's true. In Brachas Chaf Aleph, it's machlekes Shmuel and Rabbi Loz. And based on that, the halach should be like Shmuel. Abis chabar Rabbi Yochanan. Ichabar Rav in Masechtes Zedarim Daf Ches Amar Aleph. And have a Rabbi Yochanan in Masechtes Soita Daf Mem Beis Amar Aleph. Tremendous. And based on Klali Apsak, although Shmuel and Rabbi Loz, halach is Shmuel. But Rav and Shmuel, the halach is like Rav Beisir. And Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, it's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem Zayin, the halach is always like Rabbi Yochanan. So if that's the case, says the Shagas Aryeh. That's why we pass from Kriyishma Deraisa, not Midrabanan. That's the first order. The second order is the Gemara talked about Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara said that Birchas HaTorah, Lifanel, is a mitzvah Deraisa. Rabbi Yochanan suggested that maybe Mikavachomer, we call him Birchas HaTorah Lacharel as well, should also be Deraisa. But the Gemara says it's Muchach that that's not a good Kavachomer. The Gemara came out saying Tiufta de Rabbi Yochanan. Again, we'll revisit this in Brachas Memches. It's a little bit of a different version of this Sugya here. But Birchas HaTorah, we said, is a mitzvah Deraisa. Another thing we learned about this morning is the Sugya of Hirur Kedibur Dami, which we saw as a machlekes amayram. Ravina said, Zoy Seymeris, here is Kedibur Dami. Rav Chizda said that Hirur is Lav Kedibur Dami. So one ha'ara that merges these two ideas. Two things again that were very much this morning's daf. Birchas HaTorah and Hirur Kedibur Dami or Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami. The Mechaber in Hilchis Brachos, this is Simen Mem Zayin. So Simen Mem Zayin is Dinei Birchas HaTorah, Sivkot and Dalet. HaMahara B'divrei Torah, Ein Tzarech Levarech. If someone's Mahara B'divrei Torah, so he's learning, but he's only being Mahara B'divrei Torah, does he have to make Birchas HaTorah or not? Says the Mechaber, very big Chiddush. HaMahara B'divrei Torah, Ein Tzarech Levarech. Says the Vilna Gaon in the Bir HaGra, that I understand Pashup Shan and the Mechaber, the Kai Malon. Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami. The reason is because the Mechaber is paskening, clearly, like Rav Chizda Shita, that hearer is lav kedibur dami. So if hearer is lav kedibur dami, that's why he holds a maharib divrei Torah eitz arach levarich. And in fact, says the Vilna Gaon, if you take a look at the mechaber sheet in Hilchas Kriyashma in Siman Samach Beis, tzarich lashmiel ba'oznoi masha moitzi befiv. That was Daftez Vav. V'mvoyeshmiel la'oznoi yatsa ubilvad sheyotzi b'svasa. Meaning, for sure, the mechaber holds that you have to be yotzi b'svasa. Question is, do you have to hear what you said? But yotzi b'svasa for sure. Why? It's mechaber shita. Here's Lav Kedibur Dami. It says the Vilna Gaon. The mechaber paskin in Siman Samach Beis Siv Katan Gimel. Here's Lav Kedibur Dami. Lishi Tassai. The mechaber here in Hilchas Berachas HaTorah in Siman Mem Zayin said a maharib b'divrei Torah ain't tzarich levarich. But says the Vilna Gaon, and I quote: Avol kol zeh tzarich iyun. Really, this halach is very difficult. Dekan mevarich ala mitzvah. When you say Berachas HaTorah, what's the bracha? It's a Berachas HaMitzvahs. Just like you make a bracha before you put on tefillin, you make a bracha when you put on tzitzis, you make a bracha when you light the menorah, it's a Berachas HaMitzvahs. You do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. V'chilek a mitzvah behirer. So faith the Vilna Gaon, is there no mitzvah behirer? V'aloi nemar v'gisa b'yoyim v'alayvah. And what does v'gisa b'yoyim mean? Rotz aloi mar b'leiv. K'may sha'amru v'heg yoyim libi. It's faith the Vilna Gaon. He says, I don't understand. Here Kedibur Dami, or here Lav Kedibur Dami is a sugya where you have to say something. Is hearer gezakt or is it not gezakt? Like we said, it's related to Shemir Ka'ina, it's related to Dvarm Shabalev, Havin Dvarm, Alei Havin Dvarm. That's when there's a halacha that you need Dibur. So do I have Dibur? Or do I not have Dibur? What I have is hearer. Hearer Kedibur or not Kedibur. But when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, who needs Dibur? What you need is, are you being mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Or are you not being mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Freit de Vilna Gaon, v'chilek a mitzvah behirer, v'alik far nemar, v'agisa b'yoyim v'alaylo. And v'agisa b'y means belay. So it's clear that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you learn Torah. So if it's posh, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you learn Torah behirer, why shouldn't you make Birchas HaTorah? And it's for that reason that the Gra argues with the Mechaber, and the Gra holds that if you wake up in the morning and you start thinking and learning, you can't. You have to make Birchas HaTorah first. According to the Mechaber, right, it's a big Messiah, but according to the Mechaber, you can't be Mehara B'divrei Torah. You could be Mehara B'divrei Torah without making Birchas HaTorah, according to the Gaon. But the truth is, the Gaon's kasha is a bomba kasha on the Mechaber, and everybody tries to say a pshat in the Mechaber. What's the difference between Mehara B'divrei Torah versus not being Mehara B'divrei Torah? So I'll just tell you one ha'ara. And that is that if you look one sif katan earlier, so simen mem zayin sif katan dalit ha maharib b'divrei Torah ein tzarich levarich. If you look at sif katan gimel ha koyse b'divrei Torah, somebody writes learning afal pisha einoy koyre tzarich levarich. Let's say you wake up in the morning, you had a chiddush, you want to write it down right away. Now Birchas HaTorah says the Shulchan Aruch ha koyse b'divrei Torah afal pisha einoy koyre tzarich levarich. Right, the Taz, it's a pella. The chura to me, the two halachas seem to contradict each other. Hakoyse b'divrei Torah, tzarich levarich. Hamahara b'divrei Torah, ain't tzarich levarich. L'chur, when you write, you're not talking. So what are you doing? You're being maharer. So if all you're doing is being maharer, then l'chura, freak the taz, what's the difference that a mahara b'divrei Torah is ain't tzarich levarich, yet hakoyse b'divrei Torah is tzarich levarich, and says the taz, don't tell me that ksiva is kedibur. Meaning, even though here is not kedibur, but maybe ksiva is kedibur, because I have a raya that it's not that way. Because the halacha is that when two edim walk into Bezdin and they say edis, you have to hear it mipihem v'loy mipiksavon. Says the taz, I quote, v'kivan the golilon kra. In Hilchas Eidos, the Ksiva Lav Kedibur Dami. So that's the way it should be everywhere. If that's the case, all it is here. Is in Kain, Heich Nevarich Ale, how could you make a bracha for Tzarechin? Kiveger in a tshuva, and this is in Shailos HaTshuvas Reb Kiveger, it's Simen Chavtes. Now the truth is that Shailos HaTshuvas Reb Kiveger, Simen Chavtes, was not written by Reb Kiveger, but rather was written to Reb Kiveger. It's Michvoid Doidi Hagoyen Reb Wolf Eger. So it was written to Reb Kiveger by his uncle, Reb Wolf Eger. So just a little bit of history. Reb Kiveger wasn't born Rabbi Akiva Eger. His name at birth was Akiva Gunz. He changed his name to Eger. His mother's maiden name was Eger. So his uncle, Reb Wolf Eger, you would think it was his father's brother. Actually, it wasn't his father's brother. It was his mother's brother. He adapted that name and he changed his name from Akiva Gunz to Rabbi Akiva. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, to Rabbi Akiva Eger. But either way, it's interesting. He starts the tshuva. This is one of the most famous tshuvas, and tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger. And this is how it starts. Apparently, Rabbi Akiva Eger got married right then. And his uncle, Rabbi Wolf Eger, couldn't attend the wedding. But he says like this, Avinu Yoyim Atava L'Rabbanon. He says, I want you to know that we made a very big yontif. Hayoyim Yoyim Hamugbo L'Apur Yoynech Ben Achoysi Chavivi Kilvavi. Said that I was very happy that the day of Yom Chasana, I want you to know, I gathered all the Rabbanim in the city, and we all celebrated. We celebrated Ela Mishtasha, Sisi Lohem, Kulonu Smechem Vesimchoscha, Oichlem Veshoisim Chamre Vechayelacha Ben Achoisi, Gilas Levavi Mesoisi Vesimchasi. Then he says that we didn't just celebrate your Simcha, Ulechavartech, Eshes Brisech, Habesula, Hamulola, Bekishra, Midoisel, Vetzniusa, Maros Glikcha, Techia. That was Rabbi Kivega's wife, the Kala, and we were very, very happy. And then he says, Ulavisecha Habruchim. Then he says, and we benched your father. Imagine this. Ashri Lahem Shekach Yoldu, Vishekach Godlo. I mean, Ashri Yoladatoy, Rabbi Kivega's father, right? Aloy Heim Gisi, my brother in law, Harava Muvik, Mar Moshe, Vachoisi Hayechida, and my sister, who again was Rabbi Kivega's mother, had Sadekis. You have to be medayik every word, right? It's Rabbi Kivega we're learning. Umilumada kigavra. She was an isha milumedes like a gavra, like a mensch. So Rabbi Kivega's mother was also a lamda. Now you know the rest of the story. Maros gitol tichya uluchamech hagvir hamufla umafursim mar itzik margolios ashrei loisha zocha lach nischal lebeisai. Ashrei loy that he was like to get such an aid in Rabbi Kivega. It's just amazing. Either way, he goes on paragraph after paragraph with a whole hakdama. He says, we made a big simcha and all the rabbanim of the city came together. And at this suda, the following question was thrown out. And I said, I'm going to send it to Chassan Danan. Let's see what the Chassan has to say on this sugya. What was the shayla? The shayla was, if somebody wrote Sfira Sayim, he's counting Sfira Sayim at Mita Brucha, and he decided that he's going to write it. So instead of saying it, he wrote it. Does it count? Meaning, he didn't say it, he only wrote it. The next night, could he count with a bracha or not? Is ksiva kedibur dami? Or is ksiva not kedibur dami? So, Rav Wolf Eger wrote a whole tshuva about this halacha of ksiva kedibur, and it's a whole arichas. So, Toich Dvarov, he says like this. He says, Omlam, ha'oimed le'negdi sh'ailas ha'tshuvas chavis yor. I found a tshuva from the chavis yor, she'hichme le'inyin shvua b'ksav. Da'havi shvua mamish. He said that if someone writes a shvua, so you didn't swear verbally, you wrote it down. Is it a problem or not? So he said, the Chavos Yor wrote a tshuva, and it was very, very machmer. The Rayosa, you know what his Raya is, Mehodu Paskinu Baruch Chaim Simen Mem Zayin, Had Koyisei B'divrei Torah, Tzorech Levarech. And he had a Raya from there, Taz didn't understand the Halacha. He held, I thought Ksiva's not Kedibur. The Chavos Yor went in the reverse. You see that Had Koyisei B'divrei Torah, Tzorech Levarech. So what does that mean? Ksiba's Kedibur. See, he said, if you write a Shvua, it's very, very chomer. So Wolf Eger said, Oimid Lenegdi, that it sounds like, based on this Chavos Yor, if you count Sfirus Oimer B'Ksiva, Luchurit should be the same thing. But he says, does Rav Wolf Eger, even though the Chavos Yor said it, but I'm not masking to the Tzushtel of the Chavos Yor. And he bases it on something that the Shev Yaakov said. Because the Shev Yaakov came to answer the Taz's Kasha. Meaning, the Mechaber says, HaKoyse B'divrei Torah, it's Kedai to hold Cheshbin, Tzorech Levarech. HaMaharu B'divrei Torah, Ain't Tzorech Levarech. Frank the Taz, what's the difference between Ksiva and Dibur? That was the Taz's question, and the Taz bought Tzorech here. Said the Shev Yaakov, an unbelievable parents. He said, you know what the difference is? You have to make Berachas HaTorah before you learn. But only if it's Azaz sort learning that other people can benefit from. If it's Torah that only you yourself can benefit from, Ain't Tzorech Levarech. If it's Torah that whether you're teaching, or it's at the very least something that somebody else can benefit from, then you have to. You know why a maharu b'divrei Torah ain't tzarech levarich faithful negayin? V'akisa b'yayim v'alayil. It's a brechas mitzvah. L'cher you're getting the mitzvah. Oh, yeah, the mechaber knew that. But nobody could benefit from your machshavas and learning. And as a result, ain't tzarech, Shev Yaakov said this, ain't tzarech levarich. But if somebody learns Torah in a way where other people can benefit from it, even if you only maharu, you'd have to make a brechas Torah. Hakoisei b'divrei Torah, other people can benefit from because you're writing it. Somebody could see it and he could have enough from it. As a result, it's only then. He said the makar to this is the Shev Yaakov, because all the psukim that talk about mitzvahs limud Torah, v'shinantam levanechem, v'manantam moisam esbanechem, you're always teaching. So he says the ikur mitzvah of Talmud Torah is teaching, not just learning. And as a result, that's the type of limud Torah when you make brechas Torah. So he said, said the Shev Yaakov, that's the teretz to the stira. But al kopanim zok. The Rav Wolf Eger, I don't think Chavos Yor's raya is a raya. You want to know why I koyse b'divrei Torah at Tzorech Levarech? Not because Ksiva's Kedibur. Ksiva's not Kedibur, it's Gehirer. Hey, what do you mean? I'm a harav b'divrei Torah and tzarich l'varich. No, really, you should have to make the bracha. Why? I thought here is lav k'dibur David. The Vilna Gaon's kasha. Because who cares? V'agiz b'yom v'alayla. At the end of the day, it's a berachas hamitzvahs. So why shouldn't you have to make berachas haTorah? The teretz is it's all about whether I can benefit from it or not. Either way, that's what he said. I don't think the chavos yaris rise right, but this is a teretz of the Vilna Gaon's kasha. Vilna Gaon asked the kasha. I don't understand. Maharav b'divrei Torah and tzarich l'varich. It's a berachas hamitzvahs. V'agiz b'yom v'alayla. Why a maharav b'divrei Torah and tzarich l'varich? In the teretz is, it's true it's a mitzvah, but you make berachas haTorah not on the mitzvah of learning Torah, it's on the mitzvah of teaching Torah, or at the very least, when you're learning azazor Torah, that's possible for somebody else to benefit from. It's only such a learning that you have this halacha. I saw once in the Aruch Laner, it's a nice marumakim, in the Sechtes Sukkah, daf memtes amid beis, pia pascha b'chachma, and the Gemara says, the Gemara gives two terutzim. One terutz is that when a person teaches Torah, it's Torah shel chesed. Because you're not only learning, you're also doing chesed. It's Torah shel chesed. Says the Aruch Laner, that's the teich. Pia pascha b'chachma. When you talk and learning, that is v'teiras chesed al l'shoina. Because if you only maharu b'divrei chesedus shel Torah, if you only maharu b'divrei Torah, nobody can benefit from it. But where it's pia pascha b'chachma aruch laner, that is v'teiras chesed al l'shoina. Because then other people can benefit it as well. But just one har, and that is that the Vilna Gaon assumed for a davar pashut that when you say berachas haTorah, it's a berachas haMitzvahs. The truth is it so pashut it's a berachas haMitzvahs? Maybe it's a berachas haNenin. Torah is geshmak, right? It's the most geshmak thing in the world. Ayin egvital and ami. Be Mayan anyway, be Mayan in a Gemara. So we know that Torah is the most geshmaka thing in the world. Maybe it's a berachas haNenin. You make a shahakel before you take a drink. So maybe it's a berachas haNenin. Maybe it's a berachas haShvach. You see the wonders of the Torah, I mean, Torah and Yera, right? It's unreal. The neflois of the psukim in the David HaMelech and Tehillim where he talks about all the neflois you see from Torah. So maybe it's a berachas haNenin. So I saw for Rabbi Usher Weiss in his Minchas Asher, he says that when you say berachas haTorah, you make three brachas. The first bracha is Asheket Yishana b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu Lasik b'divrei Seira. Said Rabbi Moshe Weiss, Asheket Yishana b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu. What is that? That's a berachas haMitzvahs. Asheket Yishana b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu Basuka Ladik Ner Shalchanik. This is what it is, right? So obviously it's a berachas haMitzvahs. Then you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. So what is that? Ashabach Habanu. It's a berachas haShvach. It's a berachas haIdah. Ashabach Habanu. You chose us with the chosen nation. You gave us the Torah. And what's Vaharivna? That's the berachas haNenin. Vaharivna Hashem Elokeinu Sivisei Rascha Vefinu Baruch Atah Hashem Amalami Torah Lam Yisrael. He brings that in the Degel Machne Ephraim in Parshas Beshalach. Brings B'Shem De Baal Shem Tov. The Gemara says Alma Ovda Aretz Al Asher Ozvu Es Torasi. What does it mean? They didn't say Brichas HaTorah. They didn't say Vaharavna. They said Asheket Yishanu b'Mitzvayis v'Tzivanu. They appreciated the Brichas HaMitzvahs. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. But the Baal Shem Tov said Vaharavna. That was the bracha that they didn't say.